this week on Blitz. Tonight on Blitzed, it's our Halloween special, where we'll talk about the things in the NFL that scare you the most. Plus, we'll confess the sins of coaches and players, and we'll give you another reason to hate Tom Brady. All that and more. So sit back and crack a cold one, boys and ghouls. It's time to get blitzed. Welcome to Blitzed, where we talk NFL and rate popular drinks at the same time. It's week 8 in the NFL. The Dolphins just had their most competitive week ever, just losing to the bye week. And it's almost Halloween. So tonight we're going to talk about the things that scare us the most about the NFL. And speaking of scary things, we have a new producer in the booth tonight because Clippy is off again.
Again!
Christ.
Unbelievable.
For those of you keeping score at home, Clippy's record so far this year is 3 appearances and 5 no-shows.
It's not good enough.
Which basically makes him the LA Chargers of this show.
He'll give us a pretty good draft pick, though.
So, yeah, that's fitting. Every year, like us, Chargers fans have unrealistically high expectations, only to be let down spectacularly.
So is it our fault? Unrealistic expectations?
I think that's fair. Okay. Why not? Yeah. Okay. And while we're talking about people that let you down,
Jesus,
let's introduce ourselves.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups. The coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The rookie.
Get out there and smash.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
That's kind of my thing.
I got hair in my eye.
To celebrate this scariest of times in the NFL, like that 49ers defense, tonight we're drinking the 49ers Bottoms Up cocktail, which has Di Serrano, triple sec.
I don't know.
Goldschlager and a few fucking other things I can't pronounce.
I don't know, no.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, let's give this a shot.
King?
Yeah. Gentlemen, as you enjoy your beverages, I'd like to tell you a horror story.
Oh.
Did you know that in January of 2017, the Denver Broncos passed on hiring a coach called Kyle Shanahan?
How's he doing now?
And of course, you probably already know that John Lynch, the GM of the 49ers, played extensively with the Broncos as well. So a segue into that GM role might have been a nice transition for a guy that holds the Broncos dear to his heart.
Think he'd give him back?
I don't think there's a fucking chance in hell of that happening.
Not a chance.
First down.
Okay.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're thinking.
No, you don't. Because she... No, sorry.
You'd be shocked. You'd be
disgusted.
Known
you 20 years, I still don't know a fucking thing about you. So here's...
We wouldn't be allowed back.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Why are your pants coming off now?
So you said you knew.
This shouldn't be a surprise.
You've been vibing me all show.
Yeah.
So, look, I think it's really easy... to get down
right
on a team
right
that has a heartbreaking loss.
Yep.
Of course.
It's natural.
Everybody wanted to win that game.
And should've.
Of course. And we probably should have.
Yep.
Of course.
Yep.
However, all that anyone's going to listen to in Chicago Bears talk now is how the team is fucking doomed. No one can make a good decision. The whole team just fucking sucked. It was
Move
awful.
On from Trubisky.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
It's all
Fire
over.
Fire Nagy.
Who cares? Let's make some changes. I'm here to talk about 3 positive things.
We're here.
Well, I'm going to bring up
some
things.
Oh, you are here. But, like, we're here, too.
No, no, no. This is his show. Let's not.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
This is his show.
Well, okay.
But, like, I'm right beside you.
I'm here with 2 people I invited in.
but I really don't give a shit about.
But yeah, well, I can edit them out.
Yeah, I do.
You do know.
I can edit them out in post. I can edit them out in post.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so I'm going to bring up some things, and I'd like you to interject or give me some vibe on what I'm saying.
You will get feedback.
Because I think it's important that we bring up three positive things that are happening. And every time you hear a ding, you're going to know that we said something positive about the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
Number one.
Ooh, I like this.
Okay.
Positive thing number one that's happening with the Chicago Bears. This team, prior to the Chargers game, was averaging 70 yards a game on the ground rushing.
That's bad, right?
And I'm told it's not. It's not swell.
Not good.
Right?
Not good.
Especially in a climate that's going to get worse, like it's going to happen in Chicago.
We average 71 yards per show.
That's right. Yeah. Just by fidgeting.
Rushing back and fidgeting, forth in the beer fridge.
That's true.
Well, that's where that carpet has that line.
It's like a deer trail.
That's right.
Unfortunately, about 7 to 8 fumbles a game.
That's definitely.
What happens.
It's usually late in the game, too.
It really
is late in the
Very
game.
True. So now, against the Chargers, Montgomery had a great game on the ground, and the whole team, but 160 yards on the ground.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's a huge positive.
It is a big positive.
Right?
Yeah.
I like, and we talked about it a couple weeks ago, actually, maybe several weeks, several times. They have to get that running game going. And they, what you have to like from a coaching staff is they committed to a thing and they did the thing. You know, and it was successful. They had more yards than the Chargers, both passing and rushing. I mean, this is working. This is a game that Chicago should have won. They missed a couple of field goals, but they kept a pretty good offense under 20 points, which is fantastic. So I like where this is going. You don't want the moral victories, of course, but let's not piss on them the whole time. I mean, they're trending the right way, and there's still a lot of games left. I like where this is heading if they keep building the run game, because it's something when you commit to it, your line gets better, they get more comfortable, the timing gets better. Like, it is a process to get better at anything, and if they start the roll with a running and they get better and better, I like where the team goes in December and January.
Right.
I'm liking it.
I like it too. I'm trying to stay positive.
Yep.
Yes. That Nagy can take, feedback and and change his style, the approach a little bit.
100%.
I like that they finally gave this kid Montgomery a shot at 20 carries.
Yeah.
And look what he did with it. He turned it into 130 yards. Like, the kid is in training camp and in preseason, you're kind of like hearing a lot of noise about this kid being a guy who could be an every down back.
100%.
You know, he could be one of those those game changing backs who does it all. He catches, he runs,
He runs and hard, then he runs angry. Yeah.
Then disappointment, that's, but I like that this seems to be, if they can continue it going forward, the breakout game for the kid. And he was given the opportunity and look at what he did. Yeah. I like that.
I like that take.
Yeah,
a lot.
I like just being here.
Oh,
with you.
I like you guys.
Here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Are we back together?
The band's back together.
Exactly. Let's be clear about one thing.
I hate
Let's
you.
Just say, yeah, exactly.
Fuck that. Moving on.
Point number two.
Yes.
Why it's great. To be a Chicago Bear fan.
Oh, I like it.
Yep.
I like this.
Yep.
The defense is still all world. Okay.
Oh,
you took Eckler, you took Allen, you took Rivers, you contained them all.
Oh, yeah.
They scored 17 points, which is fucking nothing.
Yeah.
And I mean, so you took a team that's likely a high octane offense and you shut it right down, much like all the other offenses you face this year. So
100%.
The defense is continuing to play all world. Anyone that ever thought that the move between Fangio and Pagano was going to be a drop off, you're dead wrong. The defense is playing fantastic.
How's Denver doing? Oh, sorry, let's forget about
Jesus
that.
Christ.
Jeez.
Can we go 5
keep
minutes
it positive?
You wonder why I hate you? You keep
it
doing
positive.
This. Jesus.
Come on.
Unreal. Here's what happens when I don't control the narrative of this show. It veers off, and next we're going to be talking about Flacco. Don't do that to me.
Orange-colored teams. They don't want to be that way this
You're
year.
Killing me.
Yep.
It's okay. Flacco's not your starter this week. It's fine.
You'll do way better. Anyone but Flacco.
Oh, really? Wait till you see Drew Lock. They're going to wheel Flacco
you're gonna
out.
Start seeing those, you're going to start seeing those T-shirts. Anyone but Flacco.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Yeah.
We were talking about the defense of the Bears.
Oh, yes. I guess, you know what? I was one of those guys being I love Pagano. I'm a huge supporter.
You're
of
a huge Pagano fan.
I'm a huge Pagano fan. You're just but I was one of those guys that thought he wasn't going to do it. I thought they were going to regress, which
doubter.
Maybe statistically they have. But Pagano seems – I like –
Yes.
Positive show. Yes. I like that they have changed coordinators, and it looks as though this defense is the same
killing
defense.
It.
They're killing it. They're great. And I like that this is coming from a Packers fan. If the offense hasn't fine-tuned things and is unable to put things together on that side of the ball, the defense can carry that team for 100%. Not permanently, not for a huge period of time, to take them all the way to the Super Bowl, but they can at times carry an offense that is having trouble putting up points. And so that's what this team is doing, and I like that.
I'm with you. I think you hold a team to under 50 yards rushing and I think under 200 yards passing. I mean, that's a great defense in this world.
Totally.
Right? And so, look, they've got the two building blocks for a great championship team, especially for the playoffs and in colder and nastier weather. You can run and you can stop a team.
Now, everybody talks about the...
Did you just say Super Bowl, sir? You said Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You heard it here first? Okay.
Yeah. Why not?
So they
look,
they
it's about being positive. It's about being positive.
Maybe overly positive, but still very positive.
You know what, Coach?
Hey.
I like that take, too.
Thank you. I like that.
That's
Thank
a great take. And everybody uses the Ravens example when Trent Dilfer was the quarterback about how you've got a journeyman guy, and he's just like he's a game manager, but the defense is awesome. I want to bring to everybody's attention, there was a more recent example. And it was the 2015 Broncos
who had a
game manager in Peyton Manning who really couldn't do anything anymore,
but
a great opportunistic
yards.
Defense.
Throw well,
there was
yards.
That.
In a good win.
Pretty accurate. Yeah, in a good win.
With a good win, 15 to 20.
Usually to the other team. It was excellent to watch. But he did a lot of motion and gesticulating behind the line, which was great. I mean, he still had that down, which is awesome.
That's why he acts so well now.
So you can still be successful. Your defense can win a lot of games for you. You just can't make the crucial errors.
No.
So I think that the defense is going to carry them through a lot of games.
Love it.
Yep. Great.
Playoff football.
Okay. Point number three.
There's another one?
Yes. Of what we
so
like.
So much to like.
So much to like about this team. Here's what we like about this team. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here
we go. Tell us what you like. What we like
what
about
we
this
like. Yes, we I like. Will tell you what we like about this team.
Us here.
Yes.
Us here.
Exactly. No, not you, Coach. You're off the show. But Rookie.
You're done.
I'm going to talk to you now.
Oh, goodness.
So here's what we like, Rookie, about this team. Mm-hmm. I think, and I think you think as well, that this coaching staff has a real opportunity to grow and learn from this. Now, everybody wants to hold Nagy's feet to the fire and about how he can't roll with the punches and he's coaching scared and this is not how you should expect him to behave. He's been a fucking head coach for a year and a half.
True enough.
Let the guy grow. He went 12-4 in his rookie season.
Yes, he did.
And he was the toast of the town. So he's like, so the team is... They're struggling a little bit. Big deal. You got to find your way as a head coach. And I think that he's got the ability to be able to grow and learn from these challenges.
I think you're right. I think he showed it this week.
I like that you agree.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he showed it this week. I think he fielded a lot of really tough questions last week where he was saying, I'm not an idiot. Yeah. I understand that we need to run the ball more. And what happens? He doesn't, you know, kind of drink his own Kool-Aid and say like, fuck it, I'm not running the ball. He actually was able to evolve a little bit,
100%.
Involve the running game and get a guy a lot more touches, a guy who apparently deserves it. So yeah, I think that after 1 week, there is evidence that he can evolve and can grow and can take critical feedback.
Well,
and I like that.
I like that, too.
I like the word like.
So I like too.
If you look at two of the most successful coaches in the
if you're like that.
I like it, too.
I like it.
But two of the most successful coaches in the last 10 years would be Belichick and probably Pete Carroll. Both got fired in the first gigs at head coaches. They are obviously
and
not
some of their
great.
Second gigs, too, Pete Carroll.
100%, right? Exactly, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you're right. Look at a guy a year or so in. Yeah, he's not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Right? He just can't be. No one is within the first 5 to 10 years. You're not perfect in general, but I mean, he will get, like you said, he'll grow, he'll get better. And these decisions, you know, he'll tighten all those up. So I think it's looking great from here. I like where this team's headed.
I like it too.
Yeah. I really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right.
Oh.
No, I mean, I like it a lot.
Fan.
Yeah.
You slipped there for a moment.
Yeah.
So Bears fans, chin up. Yeah, we like what we see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to like.
There
a lot
really
to
is.
Like
here.
Yeah. Right here with us.
Right here.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. Definitely here.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, there's a lot
and,
of.
And the Bears, too.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
More us, but.
More so us.
Yeah, but the Bears are doing okay.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, sure.
They'll be fine.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Second down.
Because it's Halloween.
This is terrifying.
We wanted to talk about the things that scare us in the NFL. I'm actually really impressed with the lighting that we got, despite being in a graveyard.
It's incredible.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Must be a full moon or something.
Big fan.
The generator's just going full.
I know. We asked folks this week about what scared them in the NFL, but I also asked you two ahead of time. And Coach, what scares you the most about the
NFL? I'm terrified.
You are terrified.
Absolutely terrified. I believe at some point the NFL will remove tackling.
Just entire
point.
It is just
wow.
Gone.
It's just gone.
They'll
still have linemen, so there won't be flag, but they'll just like go to thud, as we say in practice. Just, just go to
just
thud.
Go to thud.
Yeah. Yeah, and there'll be like
gently.
Yeah, but there'll be sound measurements.
Easy. We all got to make it to the bye week,
right?
Everybody.
Right?
Okay. Easy there.
I got you.
But they'll have devices to measure the sound, so the thud's loud enough, and there'll be controversy over that. There's still going to be issues with tackling,
right?
You can still tackle wrong with not enough sound or something, but it'll be just a thud.
Wow.
That's what terrifies me.
Yeah, how far away are you from no tackling in the NFL?
3 years.
Considering the trend.
So.
I mean, you can't even touch a quarterback with your pinky finger, for Christ's sake. So, I mean, and now the window to hit people is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Why don't we just freaking go to thud or just two-hand touch?
Why can't we get to a point where everybody coming on the draft now just universally accepts the fact that this is a dangerous sport?
Yep.
I mean, I've never heard before of race car drivers that smash into the barricades, then suing the NASCAR because they're like, hey, no one ever told me that wall was going to hurt my head.
And that it was so solid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. My God. What the hell?
You know, or I mean, is this happening in the UFC? Like a guy gets cold cocked and then he comes back and he sues Dana White to say like, hey, man. I didn't think a fist to the face was actually going to permanently injure me.
No one said there's going to be punching.
Yeah. No, I have to accept the fact that this is a brutal sport. And the more brutal it is, the more exciting it is to watch, I'm being honest.
And
I'm a little soft in this area. Like, so you take other sports where a guy enters a concussion protocol or gets a concussion, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what we're talking about. The concussions are the worst. Like, broken bones, they happen.
Yep.
Like, you know, separation, they happen. But the concussion's the worst. And so you take, like, a kid who, on live television, gets his bell rung to the point where he's, like, crying in the middle of the field because he has no idea what's going on, where he is. And then a week later, he's cleared and he's able to go. Where in other sports, a guy could be in concussion protocol for, like, 6 months, you know? Like, it's just this stark contrast between what is it about the NFL that gets these guys back into the most high-contact sport faster than any other sport, does it?
I've got it. I've got the answer. Well, because in NASCAR, your car's wrecked.
Yeah.
Right? And every time I wreck my car, it always takes more than a week for it to get back on the road.
True, yeah.
Right?
Insurance companies are terrible. Right.
There's your answer, smart guy.
Sorry.
Jesus. All right. Thank you, Coach. Great.
That is
terrifying.
What a wuss.
I know. Next up comes from Mr. Williams on Twitter. Thank you, dude. With the Twitter handle My Dolphins, D-O-L-F-I-N-S.
Right.
I know.
I'm confused now.
And his feeling is that the referees suck and there's no accountability. I hate the fact that referees are the weekly story in the NFL now. I think this is just shitty.
Agreed.
Someone's bitching about something that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So... where do we go from here?
And for me, it's the terror of, like, a good play happens, and then you're always wondering about the flag. Where's the flag?
Yeah.
Right. Like, you can't get excited until the flag, or there wasn't a flag, just to confirm. I always look in the bottom right for that little yellow bar. Right? Flags are flag. Okay, good. Now I can really feel good about it. So I'm with you completely. Accountability-wise, I'm assuming it's tough because I don't think there's a list of a lot of other great refs behind these guys. Because the crazy thing is, this is not an easy job, and there's not like a whole bunch of refs just piling in saying, "Well, I'm awesome too, and I'm awesome too." Like, and it takes that level and that speed, and even those rules. Mm-hmm. As crazy as it sounds, NFL and college have slightly different rule sets, so They need to build up more refs. They need to pay these guys more to encourage more guys to come into refing. I'm pretty sure the NFL's got the money to pay refs more. And they need to make it a high profile and something people highly desire to want to do. And they should get more people coming in, because they just need more people that are great at it. Hmm. And I believe they don't have enough.
I don't know how you can be great when the next best ref is HDTV and super slow motion.
And
like, it's impossible to be good.
People just screaming against you.
And I get that, but at least the best example is, if there's a fumble, just let it go.
Don't blow the whistle.
Right? Let things go. Let them play.
Right.
And now that we have enough review, then we can figure it out after the fact. Right. For the holdings and the hands of the face. You're going to miss some of those. Mm-hmm. But just kind of get a sense of the game and get a sense of how this can be best judged, I guess, if you will, in all ways. So, but it's a tough job, and they've got shitty rules. And there's I don't know how many rules there are. We should look that up. Stats. Okay, how many rules there are in the NFL?
Efforting.
Clippy.
Yes.
Efforting.
Yes.
Clippy. That's right.
Clippy's
on
holiday.
He's gone. Yeah.
There's lots and lots of rules, and there's
true.
More every year.
Yep.
And the interpretation is just ridiculous.
There's a lot of gray areas.
I don't that's envy true. Their job at all.
No. Hell.
But you need more in the background to say, sorry, buddy, you just failed too many times. You're gone.
Do you know what's interesting about the NFL is that you tend to be the team that wins if you make the fewest mistakes.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
And yet, when it comes to refereeing, it's a part of the game where we demand perfection.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
Like, it's so unfair.
Yep.
The only thing that really pisses me off about the refs is something we touched on a few shows ago, which is the coach overrule rate when they throw a flag is about 40%, and they've mapped this out.
Yeah.
But with this new pass interference rule that they've got that goes to New York, and Al Riveron looks at it with his tribe of trolls, whatever, it's about a 4% reversal rate. Like, that bears no resemblance to reality.
Yeah.
And I think they've just totally fucked their sense of authority, but also the confidence that we have in them that they can call anything accurately.
Yeah.
So either you correct that, because that is the most glaring thing that's happening. And by the way, if this is a one-year experiment that's happening in the NFL, it sure as hell isn't continuing on next year. Because no coach wants it anymore, because it won't reverse shit.
But an experiment. Like, think about a coach, especially on the bubble.
Yeah.
And you're part of this experiment where you lose a couple of games because of bad calls.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, great experiment. Thanks,
guys.
Thanks,
guys.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Need your lawn mow?
I'm going back to high school now. Yeah. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, seriously.
Awesome experiment.
I'm about to talk about something terrifying.
Oh, God.
And this is my thing that scares me about the NFL.
Ooh.
Stats guy.
Not only am I freaked out that the Patriots are inevitably going to win another Super Bowl.
Pretty good chance.
Yeah, exactly. Just seeing them in the game pisses me off. But here's something that you folks at home maybe haven't considered. If you're a part of an NFL team and you win a title, you get a ring. And so my scary thing is, Antonio Brown is going to win his first Super Bowl ring for being a fucking idiot.
Yes. This is how the world should work.
Yeah.
It really is.
Everything is working fine.
Yeah. He contributed to the success of that season.
Yes, he did.
Of course he did.
Super Bowl.
He was involved in a win, caught a touchdown.
Right?
He's a part of that team.
Yes, he is.
You get a ring.
Congratulations.
He's part of history.
Might be a few diamonds missing in his.
He's actually already sizing it up right now.
Oh, of course
and
he
designing
is.
It out and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he's got his Patriots jacket on still. He's like, okay, give me a shot. Okay. All right, let's go to another one here. And it comes from Mimilican. At Mimilican. Come on, man. That was actually your name on Twitter as well. But anyways, thank you for this, because this is awesome.
My Millican.
My Millican?
My Millican.
Of course it is. My Millican.
Mimi
Lickin. Mimi Lickin. However, okay. And his point was that he was freaked out by how close Vegas usually is on most of the betting lines out there.
Right.
Because what he had done is he had bet on the Redskins as they laid 16 points or gave up 16 points.
Right,
or
right.
Got 16 points, whatever it is. Right. And they ended up covering like right at the end. Incredible. And he's like, these guys are wizards. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I won money on crew. So what we did is a little bit of research to figure out whether or not they actually that bang on with their lines.
Who? The king doesn't do research.
No. Oh, yeah, that's a
the
good
king
point.
Has
yeah. Okay.
Right.
Well, one of the minions did some research over here and figured out that if you look at this graphic right here, the amount of times that Vegas calls it exactly right, where the line matches the favorite points or points given up or whatever that is, it only happens 2.7% of the time. Within half a point, it's 6% of the time. Within 1 point, it's 9.5% of the time. This is all a cumulative thing, right? By the time you get to the line is within 8 points of the difference, now you're up to 50%, a little over 50% of the time.
I like those odds.
And you're saying to yourself, I'm probably at home like, well, shit, that's actually not that bad. Yeah. When you think about some of the lines that are out there. But keep in mind, we've seen some pretty ridiculous fucking spreads this year, right? Yeah. Like, I don't think in all my time watching football, I've seen during the regular season a team favored by 17, 18 points.
Pats,
or yeah, right? Yeah, I mean, they're just ridiculous lines. So this is something you need to focus on, is that after 8 points, still 49% of the games out there have a greater spread than 8 points out there. So I don't think necessarily that that's the case. And that should scare Mimi Lickin. Okay, here's what's next.
Butchered it.
You lost.
This is what's scares me. Here's what scares me as well.
You got another
and some other folks. And some other folks.
You guys live in constant fear, don't you?
I think the yeah.
But look where we live.
I don't think we don't broadcast from under the table. I'm terrified.
Welcome to Blitz.
Always Okay, the onside kick in the NFL is dead.
It's broken.
Something needs to be done.
Broken.
Do you think for a moment when you're watching at home and your team is down by 4 points and there's 15 seconds left in the game and you've just scored that you've got a hope in hell of winning the game? Like, you've got no hope.
No.
Now, here's what's scary. Here's what's really scary. Since they changed the kickoff rule where everyone has to stay in place.
Only stats.
A lot of
before
stats.
They kick
stats.
The ball.
Look at the scary stats.
This is important. Hey, this is about knowledge, and knowledge is frighteningly
scary.
Everyone
likes stats.
Yeah. That's what my blog feed says.
Not him, though.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
except when
them.
The Bills take
he's
it for a TD. Yeah, thank you. Okay, I got it, Jeremy. Okay, that's fair. That didn't really work out for the Dolphins kicking off the ball, though, did it? Now, here's what's so shitty. In 2017, when you could actually move with the kicker and get up some speed, 21% of the time you would recover that.
Which
so you know what?
Which is a good amount.
That's
really
a hope.
That's
okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Now you got one chance in 20 of recovering that ball because everyone's stationary. It's fucking broken. It's stupid. Let's just move on. Okay?
Agreed.
I bet you that one was lucky. I bet you at the end of the season that's like 1 out of 40.
That's a good call.
Right.
Actually, yes. That is frightening.
It is. It's frightening-er.
Yes, frightening. I am frightening her.
Nice word.
Shall we move on to second down?
What do you want to hit here?
No, you don't hit anything. No, get out of here. Don't you hit Jack. I'm going to this.
Just hit a couple buttons.
Nope.
Third down.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Do you confess?
Confess. Shame. Shame. Shame.
Confess.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Confession.
Welcome to Confession, where we confess the sins on behalf of NFL coaches, players, and fans. Welcome, sister.
Thank you.
Where's your visor?
No,
that's a worldly possession. You shouldn't have it. Well done.
That is.
Are you ready to confess the sins of NFL coaches, players, and others? Maybe even yourselves.
Yes.
You didn't take a vow of silence.
Okay.
The show. Here we go. First up, if you're a Browns fan, confess, you kind of knew you were going to suck this year. Right?
Yeah. Deep down, though.
Yeah.
This year was deep down. Most years, it's right at the top. Yeah. Right at the top.
Yeah.
But this year's like, well, we pushed it down further this year.
Right?
Which it was nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice feeling when it's lower.
It's kind of like a breakup from a girl you really like. You know, you shove it down deep. Like, no, you knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. It worked like this. Like, as everyone was pumping up the Browns, Browns fans were going like, shut up, shut up. No, dog. Yeah, okay.
Under the radar. Under the radar.
They were so uncomfortable by the start of the season. They knew.
Those poor bastards.
Confess.
Oh. Is Freddie Kitchens going to last in Cleveland?
No.
Yes.
Ooh.
I like this.
I like it.
Fight to the death.
He's got such a great folksy personality.
Yeah.
He's there just because he seems like a good guy. And I mean, with the expectation level of this team, he's like, I'm still doing pretty good.
Guys, Hugh Jackson lasted 2.5 years.
I know, right?
You think Freddie Kitchens isn't going to hang around?
No, he's got to.
Of course he's going to.
He's gone.
No, he's going to stick. He's going to stick. At least
not
he's
a chance.
Stick.
Yeah, I agree.
Regressed.
This year and half of next.
Yes.
Whoa. Unless it turns around.
What?
This year and half of next. That's what I'm calling.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I have faith.
Faith.
You have faith. Wow.
Enduring faith?
Yes. Unenduring faith.
You gotta say enduring.
Are you ready to confess?
Oh,
yes.
No. Wait.
If you're a Jets fan, confess. You kind of know Adam Gase is a one and done, right? Wow. It's gonna happen.
I mean, I'm saying it to myself. I'm not saying it out loud because I'm scared of Adam Gase.
Fair enough.
That
should have been
guy.
The prior episode or episode segment. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm thinking it.
Yeah. No, he's terrifying. He is possessed. Yeah. Clearly possessed from some otherworldly being.
Exactly, which is
and
intimidating.
He's worth being in fear of.
I like how he's 100%. Thrown the I didn't want Le'Veon out there just to kind of like save his own bacon a little bit.
He's a genius.
Yeah,
he's a genius.
Yeah. No, he's brilliant. I hope he's gone. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's just such a fucking weirdo.
He is a weirdo.
He doesn't belong as the head of, as the face of an organization.
No.
Really and truly does.
Absolutely not. That has to be a part of the gig at some point, right?
Yep. Be an OC. Okay.
Yeah.
But don't be a head coach.
And by the way, don't sell me this shit that you're a quarterback whisperer because you had a great year being Peyton Manning's clipboard carrier.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
Wasn't that Peyton's like 15th season?
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I fixed him, didn't I?
Yeah, I sure did. Yeah. Yeah, that hits
Christ.
In his motion.
Like he's like the little kid on Peyton's
Clean
shoulders
that
at the fair. Just
yeah.
Good stuff. I can do good.
And you got Jay Cutler to throw off his front foot for half a season. You're a fucking genius. Good job. All right. Let's move on.
I thought we had more there.
No. There's no more.
Are you killing it?
What? I'm not killing anything. We're
moving
on.
Oh, okay.
No, we got more.
Oh, from
more
that
sins
one,
to
there's
confess.
More of these. More confessions.
Oh, there's lots of sins to confess. Shh.
The whole scroll. See that's the scroll symbol. Oh.
You're Zach Taylor.
Oh.
Would you confess that you'd rather be in LA right now?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Here's a guy that was working with arguably the most creative offense that's reached the NFL in some time.
Yep.
And his ego led him to the Bengals because he shared that cup of coffee with Sean McVay.
If I know anything about
really
Zach Taylor, he's an egomaniac.
Right?
It's just...
You know nothing about him.
That's true.
I said if I know anything,
which I don't.
But were I to know
it's
something...
were I to know a thing about him.
It would most likely be...
He is...
Massive egomaniac.
Yeah, huge ego on the guy.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. And, you know, and the thing that Bengals fans have to understand at this point, as well as the Browns, Marvin Lewis knew his shit, okay?
Yeah.
He was burned out, but he had a way of keeping that team together.
Yep.
And Andy Dalton, really? Andy.
I have a theory.
Oh. Coach Friar Tuck, as Angie calls
you. If your uniform has orange on it, you're going to suck.
Oh.
Yeah, that hurts.
That
Broncos,
hurts, Daddy.
Dolphins,
Daddy?
Bengals, Browns. Any other orange teams out there right now?
All I know is an orange team has more recently won a Super Bowl than your fucking team, okay? So
it's a working theory.
Wow. Fine.
Wow.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
What?
Oh,
what?
Hey.
Yeah. You made me invoke that. That's how mad you made me.
Five Hail Marys.
That's right.
Next up. If you're Deshaun Watson, would you confess
to one in no line? Sorry.
That you would happily trade DeAndre Hopkins or Will Fuller for a fucking offensive line.
But not both.
Not both. No.
Okay. No.
Oh, what? You trade one of those guys, you'd probably get four guys.
Yeah, that's
wouldn't
true.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, easily.
Hopkins will fetch you quite a bit.
You could just get like a wheelbarrow and put it down.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be harder to run around.
I'm going
to
give this one a hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Easy.
I apologize. I know. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about it later.
In your performance review.
Yes. But that's a hell yeah.
Is that how this works?
That's a triple hell yeah.
It's a triple hell yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Rookie, what do you think?
No.
Oh.
Really? No.
Because I'm confident. I think I could just dodge anything that comes my way.
Right. Oh right.
My. That's what these young QBs think. They think they're overconfident
right.
until, bam, they're done. Collarbone yeah. out of their body. Like the kid in your like the kid that your team massacred on Friday. Poor kid.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to do what you got to do.
That's what these young QBs think. They think that they
it's
can
true.
Just run and plunge headfirst over the line. Like, no.
They all these new QBs need a pamphlet with RG3 in the cover.
Yes.
And then some key points.
Yeah, that's why do you think they brought in RG3 to back up Lamar? Yes. It's just a guy basically being like, look at what happened.
He shows him
look
his
at me.
He shows him his knees before every game. Hey, look at yeah. these. Remember these?
Yeah. I'm 26.
Yeah. I'm younger than you are.
I'm walking like I'm 90.
I'm younger than you are, kid.
And lastly.
Oh.
Now that Halloween is just around the corner, or as we say in the church, All Hallows Eve.
Do we?
I just say Halloween.
We don't. It just sounded fancy.
Yeah.
It just sounded fancy.
No one says that.
Confess this. When you go to buy Halloween candy, you just buy the shit you want, right? You don't give a fuck about the kids.
Peanut butter and chocolate.
What kids?
I don't care what form it's
what
in.
Kids?
Just peanut butter and chocolate.
Allergies galore. Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck
I just
you.
Turned the porch
fuck
light
you.
Off. I turned the
Here's
porch
an EpiPen. Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. EpiPen.
This house is sponsored by Reese, people.
Yeah,
this is how it goes.
Yes. Peanut M&M's and Reese.
I love it.
I go out and I buy those 150 packs with the Snickers and Reese peanut butter cups in them.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I turn the porch light off and I disconnect the doorbell and I just sit in the dark.
And just watch and kids just, run God, around I, and eat them.
Wow.
I love it.
I love
yeah.
it. So fuck yeah.
That's Halloween as far as I'm concerned.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Watch
sister.
Him for that one.
Sorry.
Wow. How dare you? I think we've trampled this topic enough.
Coach Fryer took.
I know.
Love
isn't that lovely?
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that.
Shall we?
Yeah, right. I'll drink some beer for that, though.
Shall we move on to our next topic?
Yes.
Let's do that.
I confess.
Yes. We should
to
do
wanting
that.
To move on?
To Let's wanting go. To get out of here.
Fourth down.
I hate you.
You suck.
Why we hate Tom Brady.
Oh, Jesus. Hang on.
Stop.
We're still in a
there
church.
We go. Look, we just transported. We should have snapped our fingers.
Man.
You should go back and play.
Miracle. Clippy.
It's a miracle.
We miss you. Okay. Let me just get rid of this.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't even know why I'm wearing this blazer.
Clippy, he misses you.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Not so much. Okay.
Still looking for those stats.
Can we just go? Can we just go? Ave Maria. Thank you, Mike Morey. Is that actually Mike Moore?
I don't know. Could be.
That'd be pretty awesome.
That'd be great.
I miss you. Thought you were dead. Okay. I think it's fair to say, over the course of my broadcasting career, I've been accused of being a Tom Brady apologist.
Career? What? Is this what you were calling this?
I was wondering
That's
which one would
bullshit.
Trip you guys up. Either career or apologist.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's my problem this week. Okay? And it's twofold. So bear with me. You guys aren't going to talk for a while.
Yeah.
As many of you know, in the last 10 days, Tom Brady has come under fire for a widely discussed acting cameo he did in Paul Rudd's new comedy on Netflix called Living With Yourself. Where he's shown smiling coming out of a day spa. Let's get that on screen.
This is Ant-Man,
there we
right?
go.
Ant-Man?
What's this?
Ant-Man. Yeah.
This is
yeah.
Ant-Man. Yeah, yeah. Yep, exactly.
That's not Ant-Man. No.
This is, but it is.
That's
Ant-Man.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
It looks like he's.
We can
50.
Probably turn off the booze for now.
I guess he's close to 50.
Okay, so everybody took to be this shot at Robert Kraft for his dalliance in the rub and tug industry. Okay, so here we are.
Which is
he's coming
funny,
out saying it's a fucking
it's
hilarious.
Very funny.
It's absolutely hilarious. Okay, so let's get rid of it.
I like that you call
okay.
it an industry.
So not only did old Tom not have a sense of humor about it, he told off the meeting.
You're so bad.
I know. I'm the worst.
You like your Broncos.
He told off the media.
Don't Bronco this.
This is
I'm
painful.
Going Flacco here.
This is hard to watch.
He told off the media for sensationalizing it and taking it out of context. So fair enough. Sometimes the media... And we are the media.
Which
now.
We are.
We are the media now.
Which we are.
We draw conclusions, sometimes a little bit early, to create a narrative.
Oh, hell yes.
Okay?
So we bullshit to make a point and hurt people.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But here's what
Let's
really fucks
sure.
me off yep. about this guy. To get the media from talking about Kraft and why he hasn't been suspended already, answer me that. Brady throws everybody off the scent. By putting his house up for sale and tells his trainer, Alex Guerrero, to do the same thing. And then he leaks it to Adam Schefter.
That's genius.
Wow.
So look, guess what no one's talking about anymore? And all anyone can do is speculate about where this guy's going to play next year. Which brings me to my second point.
Oh, you had a point before.
Which is more effective,
what
by
was
the way.
Schefter is a rat.
Yes. But that... Not my point.
Oh.
If, and I use that term loosely, if.
Whoa.
All of this is just a coincidence.
It is capitalized.
And Brady didn't really put his house on the market to get the press from talking about Kraft's handy. This point that I'm about to make is even worse.
There's so much buildup.
Have we checked
point.
This house on the market? Like, have we checked realtor.com?
It's worse
how it's like?
Because
no,
it's
personally.
Tom Brady's plan
I'm gonna look at it right
to systematically destroy every record of the guy who will always be recognized as the superior quarterback, Peyton Manning.
Holy shit, this is a nice
Thank
house.
Thank you, Maddie. He just eclipsed Manning's passing yardage mark of 71,940 yards. Here we go. Let's throw it up on screen here. Oh, shit. That's record breaker.
Record breaker!
Record breaker! And he's about to pass Manning's TD passing record of 539.
Also a record breaker.
Yes, it's true. All of those records were going to fall inevitably, especially if you play 7 years longer than Peyton did.
Oh, is that
But what
grapes?
Most people don't know.
I don't know much.
Is that Peyton holds a record that Brady is dying to get. One he can't get if he stays a Patriot.
Oh, here you go.
Most
here you
turnovers
go.
And that's,
in the rookie season.
No.
Most okay. sacks in a season.
No. And that's the fact that Peyton Manning is the only starting quarterback in NFL history to win Super Bowls with two different teams.
How do you know he's done?
And now Brady wants that one too. So fuck that guy. I'd like to hear your opinion.
What was point one?
It was to get the media off the
set. Oh, yeah, that was interesting too.
Yeah, that was a good one. I thought that was a good one.
I think that's genius. I respect that franchise even more now.
Oh, ouch.
Wow.
Fuck.
Interesting. You know, a lot of he's. I don't know. He's got a lot of energy. He's got a lot of hunger. You got to respect a guy like that. Like, he wants every record in the record book. Like, you think that at 43, you'd tire.
That's right.
I think
that
he's done enough.
Fire would put that
how does
dwindle.
He keep the energy? How does he keep going? It's all the kale and...
Can Tom Brady go to another team and win a Super Bowl, and what team would that be?
I'm not even talking about this. This is bullshit.
I can tell you one thing. It's not the Broncos.
Who is it?
They're any, not one piece away.
Any team currently not wearing orange is in there.
They're out.
They're out. They're out. If you're orange, you're out this year.
I got to be honest. If there's any team that he could go to where it makes sense, it's got to be the Bears.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because the defense is complete.
100%.
And if he went in there, they'd probably build around him. And, I mean, they've got some killer running backs there as well.
Would he have to take Edelman with him?
Probably.
Most
no.
likely.
What would happen is he would turn one of these wide receivers into Edelman because they're like, hey, you know what you need to do? just do this 3-yard cut three times every series, and you're probably going to get 12 yards.
There's two other teams, but the issue is they're currently quarterbacked by Brady backups, ex-Brady backups. Oh. Like, imagine if you got out
Colts
Brady
and
you got your own. Imagine if you went to one of those teams and then they benched the guy. Well, they wouldn't keep both of them on the roster.
Wow.
But like, it's like, look, Jimmy, I mean, we love you, but
just take a year or two off.
Yeah, take a year or two.
How many rings you got there, Jimmy? Plus you got that gimpy knee.
It would never happen.
Yeah. It's true. And the Colts, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those teams are a piece.
They're ready. They're ready.
Yeah.
And they both have quarterbacks that are probably good enough, but not certainly for sure.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. This is bullshit.
But you put it up there to talk about.
Cool take. No, I wanted your opinion on what I was saying. Not where he's going to go.
Tom Brady.
That's not the title of this segment.
Why we love.
Look at the sign. He changed his name because of what we've been doing.
But we lost interest in what you were saying very quickly.
Oh, God. Okay. Here we go. We've got a record!
Record breaker!
Record breaker!
Every week, we bring you a record that no one is really talking about that was set in the NFL.
This is my favorite now.
This week's record breaker!
Record breaker!
Record breaker!
Goes to the Washington Redskins!
Oh, this can't be good.
Who have done us all a great favor by playing the fastest game in the NFL in the last 10 years at only 2 hours and 36 minutes.
Wow.
God bless you, Redskins, for getting your trash heap of a team off the field faster.
Thank you, Washington.
Faster!
Record breaker!
You know record breaker.
I love that. So
it's
good.
Pretty awesome. I always forget to take that off the screen. Yeah. My mom says she wants to see me when I do the show.
Oh, your mother.
I wish I could see your face more.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Are we ready to go to the next segment?
My beautiful baby boy.
Let's go.
Little Statsy.
Yeah.
Little Statsy.
Yep. That puts a wrap on this episode. Special thanks to our barkeep for a very tasty bottoms up cocktail.
Very tasty.
Thank you very much.
Best yet, maybe.
Good job.
No, it's best yet.
It was better than last week.
Can
it was a lot
just
better.
Find ingredients in English next time. I can't find them. And if you'd like to see or hear more episodes of Blitz, just visit blitzfootball.com. They're all there. Coaches in every one. Clippy, not so much.
Clippy's in three of them.
Ah, yeah.
We should ask her to put a star on this one.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in.